Yes, at yesterday's SPC of Housing and Corporate, I asked for an update on progress in relation to social housing being built in the Glenties electoral area, Pilcarra, Gador and Dunloe. But unfortunately, I believe the pace is far too slow. We're dependent on developers to fill the demand in relation to social housing. There has been an expression of interest sent out. There had been a very slow response. Another expression of interest has been sent out again, and there's been a certain response from developers. But I believe that in the interest of the people who have been waiting for homes would be for the council to do a policy shift. That would mean to identify land and then to have direct employment, which I believe it's in the interest of the workers, and I believe it's in the interest of community. Instead of having to wait for developers, and especially big developers who've been heavily involved, I suppose, in the downturn of the state since the recession happened and their involvement and that there, I think we need to move away from developers completely and work towards building, I suppose, a council which employs workers directly, which secures their employment in terms of workers' rights, unionised, them being unionised, pension, health and holiday pay, because I believe that's the way to go now instead of looking towards builders to meet that demand. And at the end of the day, I suppose there has been concerns raised in terms of the workers of some, not all, of some of the builders. Are they getting the qualities that they deserve or workers? Are they getting pensions, sick pay, holiday pay? And I believe that employing directly is the way to have it, because we're in one of the biggest crises that the state has seen in a long time. And I believe the figures in relation to the housing need out there is far greater than what's on paper, because I know a lot of people who, especially single people, who would like to have their own home, who might be living with parents or aunts or uncles or friends, but who don't believe there's any point in putting their name down because the wait is for years and years, and they believe it's just a waste of time.
But in terms of the overall progress for 2018, we have seen the local authority make huge progress in terms of a number of turnkey developments.
Well, I certainly wouldn't be using the word huge. I do recognise that there has been work done under the Fianna Fáil government. They stopped building social housing. Their whole objective was to look towards the private market. Their friends were within the landlords' circles to meet the market, which makes rich people richer. But our job as a councillor, our job as a state, is not to look after the interest of the wealthy, that whole neoliberal capitalist agenda. Our job is to provide a service to the very people who pay our wages, the taxpayers, those who vote, people in society. So what we need, I believe that we need to be doing, is buying land directly as a council, employing people directly to build them houses. It gives more security to the workers who build, and it gives more confidence and, I think, a light at the end of the tunnel a lot sooner to those who are in need right now of homes.